With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he believes the November election will be the most important election in the history of America. The former president spoke at a campaign rally near Dayton, Ohio, Saturday. He appeared with Republican Bernie Moreno, who he endorsed for Ohio Senate. President Trump told the crowd that by allowing illegal immigrants into the U.S., President Biden is undercutting the minority workforce in America.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Mr. Trump also expressed his sympathy over the deaths and destruction from this week's tornadoes in Ohio and nearby states. Republicans and Israeli officials are livid after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza, and he also called for Israel to hold new elections. Democrats are trying to get more Muslim votes. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia began 3 days of voting Friday in a presidential election that's all but certain to be in Vladimir Putin's favor.
These people, they are, well, political pygmies compared to Vladimir Putin, who has engineered the situation when he is the only one. He's a towering figure, and quite literally, there's no one else, because all the effective, popular, vocal opponents of Vladimir Putin, they are either in exile or jail or dead. And that's why In this election, Russians do not really have much
choice.
This
is SRN News. Christians strongly back Israel.
In a lemon orchard in southern Israel, volunteers provide extra hands for farmers struggling to harvest crops. Swiss volunteer Anne-Marie Freen says her evangelical faith has a home in Israel.
It's an honor to serve this land and to be near you, to cry with you, to pray with you, to hope with you, to believe with you.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have been visiting Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and support the war effort. Tourism to Israel has plummeted since October when the war started. Now half of those who do visit come with faith-based groups. In the U.S., support for Israel has become a top priority for evangelical Christians during a presidential election year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamos reports on a mass nap in Mexico.
Dubbed the massive siesta, Mexicans stretched out in Mexico City for a mass nap to commemorate World Sleep Day. As small fountains of water bubbled at the base of the city's iconic monument to the revolution, hundreds of Mexicans laid sprawled out on the ground nearby to take a nap. Mexico was listed as the most overworked country in the world by a 2019 Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development report. I'm Karen Chamas.
Maui's mayor is prioritizing housing, evaluating evacuation routes, and hiring more firefighters as his community recovers from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century. Mayor Richard Bisson outlined the steps Friday, more than 7 months after the August 8th wildfire that killed 101 people in the town of Lahaina. More details at SRNnews.com.